Track 5, Queen Bee, How a Norfolk Woman Became a Honeybee Saviour.
We love honeybees, don't we? The drowsy buzzing on a summer's day as these little creatures go about their business is one of the wonderful sounds of life. Usually, these amazing animals live quietly in their hives and spaces, and we tend not to get too close to them. But every now and again, they swarm and set up home where they shouldn't, in chimneys and cavity walls, for instance. That's when you might need to call in Louise Chapman and her team, who will come to your property, gently extract your guests, and rehome them in a new hive elsewhere. It all started one day a couple of years ago. I got 4 calls in one day where bees were swarming in separate properties in Saxlingham, Nethergate, she says. She went out to investigate the first instance where the bees were in a chimney and called a friend for advice. The suggestion was to try and smoke them out. I tried that, but the bees had got between the flue and the brickwork, she says. Finding herself in a situation where she couldn't help, she did some research and discovered that the proper way to do the job was to take out the brickwork, find the queen, carefully remove the bees, and put the brickwork back. So that's what she did. It was quite exciting, really, she says. And so Buzz Off came into being, with Louise being joined by builder Adam and beekeeper Mark. It was an extension of her existing work. Louise is well known in the county as the Lady Mole Catcher and runs a busy pest control business. The bee rescue season is relatively short, from April to September, but even so, last year the team removed 7 nests, giving new homes to several hundred thousand bees. Her first customer had originally called her in to deal with a mole problem. He mentioned that he also had a problem with wasps. It was April, and I thought, you can't have wasps in April because wasps don't really come until June, she says. So I looked it up and saw it was honeybees, 80,000 aggressive Italian bees. They were safely extracted and moved, and then came another call from a Heatherset homeowner, and she was, metaphorically speaking, flying. Most of the nests which need to be moved are high up, which brings its own challenges, as you need a little courage to be able to work calmly at height with squadrons of bees buzzing about. I don't even like heights, says Louise. When I first got up on the scaffolding, my little knees were knocking together. But she enjoys the thrill and says that she has hardly ever been stung. I was only stung once last year because I was wearing a proper suit. I took it off for lunch and when I put it back on made the mistake of not tying my hair back and one got in. Calmness is also important, especially for the bees. We talk to them and say, morning ladies, we're now going to move you to a new home and it's going to be lovely. It gives her a great sense of satisfaction to save a colony. Everybody gets a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, the builder, the beekeeper, the customer and me, because I can see they're all happy. It's fantastic. It's just so rewarding and exciting. Louise adores the outdoor life, though she wasn't born into it. She used to teach English and drama in a Norfolk school. I used to look longingly out of the window thinking I need to be out there, she says. She married, moved to a big house which she renovated. With a 2-acre garden to maintain, she got to spend a lot of time outside, and she loved it. She did a garden design course at Eastern College, and whilst there, saw a mole-catching course, which she also completed. Then her life took a different direction, and finding herself divorced and wanting to do something outside with her 2 dogs, she took up garden work. But it's a tough job physically, and finding that at 45 years old it was unsustainable, she decided to start work as a mole catcher. She went to the Royal Norfolk Show, talked to people, made some contacts, and was in business. Cutting a glamorous figure in a world traditionally dominated by men in well-worn waxed jackets, she attracted national media attention. Things are quieter these days, though she still loves her work, even the risky bits of getting up close to a swarm of bees or putting her hand in a rat hole and wondering if she might get bitten. If you're not living life on the edge, you're taking up too much room. You can see how Louise and her team tackle bees' nests by visiting buzz-off.co.uk and also watch a video on why saving bees is so important. Here are five things that you can do to help. Grow more nectar-rich flowers, shrubs and trees to provide for pollinators throughout the year. Leave patches of land to grow wild. Let wildflowers grow and create great nesting and feeding sites. Pesticides can harm pollinators and many other beneficial invertebrates. Consider alternatives and only use pesticides as a last resort. Cut your grass less often and remove cuttings to let plants flower. And build a bee hotel, avoiding disturbing or destroying nesting or hibernating insects in grass margins, bare soil, hedgerows, trees, dead wood, or walls.